And actually, we have a phone number, don't we? Yeah, we don't.
Yeah, better give him a call.
Because it's West Coast time, so we couldn't set anything up beforehand. We're just going to call Tiger Woods.
May not answer.
About his rough time at the Genesis. See if we can talk to him.
Hello.
Tiger Woods, please.
Oh, hi, Mr.
Hey, Tiger.
We woke him up.
How's it going?
I'm not feeling too well.
Yeah.
I don't know if y'all saw what kind of weekend I had.
Yeah, you didn't really have much of a golf weekend.
I know it. I know it because that, you know, I was playing in that Genesis Invitational stupid tournament.
That's stupid.
And I had to withdraw.
Yeah.
You know, something I didn't do with Elon a couple times.
All right.
Okay, Tiger.
Keep moving.
But my back went out. I had the shanks. I had the flu, and I was so sick. My bottom was vomiting.
Oh, no.
I hit every porta potty on that course. I went through 3 pairs of Paw Patrol underwears.
Oh. You still wear those, huh?
It was horrible. I think this is the last time I play the Genesis Invitational.
No. They love it when you play out there.
Yeah, I know, but I always find some way to crash when a Genesis is involved.
Well, that is true.
I'm thinking of just hanging up the golf game entirely.
Oh, no, come on.
Don't Tiger.
Quit.
The only reason I don't quit is because I can't quit and leave Phil the Dill still playing. I want him to quit golf first.
Well, yeah, you should just have your own challenge to play and maybe even win again someday.
Although I'm kind of becoming like Phil, I'm really getting into gambling.
You are?
Yeah. Yeah, but the problem is I always lose.
Oh.
You know, the first thing I bet on, I lost.
Huh? What was that?
That was myself. Out of myself. Lost there.
Yeah.
Now I'm betting on NBA games. I'm losing there.
Oh, man.
I took the under in the NBA All-Star game. That was stupid.
No, never do that, Tiger.
So gambling doesn't work out for me. My golf game sucks.
Well, speaking of your game, how would you describe your game right now?
I guess I'm a lot like the Dallas Cowboys.
How so?
Can't play past the first round.
All right.
Also true.
Sports joke there.
Yeah.
And I need to find a new girlfriend because, you know, one that has all those girl parts I like to be in.
Yeah.
I'm just so lonely now.
Yeah.
I'm so lonely now, I actually miss Elon swinging a 5-iron at my head. That's how bad it is.
Yeah, and it kind of went sideways with Erica Herman, too.
Remember when Elon took a golf club after me and I ran my Escalade into a row of fire hydrants?
Yes. I think it was just one, but
it was so funny, and the cops found me all Xanaxed out riding on top of the geyser of water. Remember that?
Yeah, we remember that.
So fun.
Yeah.
You know who I wish were alive to see me withdraw from tournaments quickly?
Mm-mm. Who's that? Your dad.
Mm-hmm. Heard effects on it now.
Earl.
The complicated, overbearing hippopotamus that before he was below ground, stuffed in an undersized grease coffin that he once got so erectioned up that he posted some S in an online forum and signed it from North Korea just to provoke South Korea into starting a Korean War so that Japan would bomb the Germans at Pearl Harbor to sink the Lusitania and kill Neville Chamberlain so that it would start the Cold War III between us and Saddam Hussein on 9/11, and Earl could then travel to Nepal and look for some ovulating Yoko Ono in Bangkok until he found her singing a Jewel song in a karaoke bar, and she spotted his murderous lust on his face, so she took off running into the Tokyo night, and he went after on a mentally challenged Clydesdale until he rented a paraglider. She rented a paraglider and forced him to make a hot air balloon out of an Alcatraz prison raft, and he chased her over the Himalayas until she DB Coopered over an Indiana cornfield and forced him to bazooka a 2-foot hole into the hot air balloon so that he could crash land and grab her right as she was trying to burrow underground, and he took her to a nearby Bobby Knight themed barn, and he speed dated her real quick with his vodka infused riz that she granted him enthusiastic CNC, so he folded her over a hay bale and went marital canine on her until a farmer had to take a garden hose after them, and Earl went off yelping to hide in a prehistoric cave while Catilda staggered around the earth for 9 months until she eventually squatted in the aisle of a relaxed back store in a semi-successful Hawaiian mall and let out a bucket of vegetable soup onto the linoleum when writhing in the middle of it was a serial cheating 15-time major winning overly toothed Genesis crashing fetus.
Gosh, Tiger.
Your mom pulled a DB Cooper?
He says hi.
Oh, okay.
Did you say mentally challenged Clydesdale?
Time here, sir.
Bye. All right, there goes Tiger. Very disappointed in what happened this weekend.